You know, sometimes as I read the New Testament, I truly feel sorry for those who are called by the name Pharisee. When most people read the Gospels, they automatically vilify these men. Over the years, I have grown to not see them as the embodiment of all forces in opposition to our Lord Jesus, but as religiously observant men who simply missed the bigger picture. With their focus on the details of the practice of their faith, they failed to see the fulfillment of their faith standing right in their midst. So who were these Pharisees? Simply put, they were those who were, quote, set apart. Set apart. Who separated themselves from the impure, the Gentiles, and the non-observant members of Judaism. Anybody ever lived in a part of the country where there were Amish or Mennonites? They separate themselves from the ambient culture in order to, as they see it, live a better Christian life. Might kind of think of the Pharisees as the Mennonites of their period of time. Beginning around the 2nd century B.C., we know this because of some notes that were taken by Mario in his diary. These separated brethren, these pious ones, lived their lives in strict accord with the life-giving, liberating laws which Moses promulgates in today's first reading. That reading was taken from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. So I want you to hear again the words of Moses. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command, nor subtract from it. You shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Yet when we try to understand the New Testament world in which our blessed Lord Jesus walked, we need to recall that even the Pharisees were thought to be too weak in their interpretations. They were considered by some to not be conservative enough. Groups like the Essenes, a very small group, and we know about them because of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which Mario edited. The Essenes believed that the Pharisees were the seekers of smooth things. How's that for a quote? Seekers of smooth things, or givers of smooth interpretations. Bottom line, the Essenes saw the Pharisees as being slick in their interpretation. Unlike the Sadducees, the Pharisees interpreted the law orally from one generation to the next generation to the next generation, eventually collecting their interpretations in some documents that we call the Mishnah around 200 AD. The truth of the matter is the Pharisees were striving really, really hard to keep their religion pure and unblemished amidst the growing secularization caused by Hellenism and by the ambient secular world. Yes, they are blind guides, and, not to sound like an apologist for the Pharisees, they were really, you know, in some ways, not that different from many of us who are striving to keep our Catholic faith, our Catholic families, our Catholic Church's teachings, and our Catholic worship correct in a world that is mightily battling against our faith, working to secularize our teachings, and working to water down our worship. Can you imagine what encountering our blessed Lord Jesus must have been like for the Pharisees? Here is a man, son of a carpenter from a backwater town called Nazareth, who is claiming by his words and by his deeds to be inaugurating the kingdom of God. This man heals the sick, feeds the multitudes, raises the dead. Some of his followers were claiming that this rabbi who eats with sinners, hangs around with prostitutes and with tax collectors, is the long-awaited Messiah, God himself come in human flesh. This man surrounds himself with disciples who, for the most part, are from the lower ranks of society, fishermen, carpenters, tradespersons, stonemasons, hardworking people. The words that this Jesus speaks are like none they had ever heard. And it probably scared them to death. So fight with him, they do, looking for ways to ensnare Jesus in his words, trying to prove that they have the correct answers, and that this one from the little town of Nazareth is going to ultimately lead his growing disciples astray, lead them to hell. Would I be a Pharisee, a group which consisted of both of clergy and laymen, if I were a Jew of the Lord Jesus' day and time? In my own personal spiritual life, in my search for holiness, in my following of the rules which the Holy Church does teach, do I put more emphasis on the performance and the following of the tenets of our faith, which are important and are meant to be followed, and lose sight of the Lord Jesus, who is standing in my midst, demanding my full and undivided attention? This week, perhaps each of us might want to recognize the Pharisee who might live inside each and every one of us, and catch ourselves knowing that we need to be wise and follow the law of our faith, but at the same time, not to lose sight of the all-beautiful one, Christ our Lord, who beckons us this day and each and every day to follow him in spirit and in truth. Amen.